Hallelujah. On last week, I was sharing and I was talking about, do people see the provision of his kingdom in your life? Do people see the provision of his kingdom in your life? For the next few moments, I just want to make this, reiterate this point, because I've said it before, but I understand it more now even than when the last time I said it, and that is this: provision and prosperity are often connected to location. Provision and prosperity are often connected to location. Thank you all. We're going to get them chairs back up there, though, so y'all could just be sitting, and then if they work for you, and then be ready. Hallelujah. Eric, do you mind continuing to play? You okay? All right. Yeah, just work around that theme for me, if you would. Come on, say this: provision and prosperity are often connected to location. So I guess the question I would ask you is, are you in the right place? Are you in the right place? The more that you and I embrace, acknowledge, and embrace the reality of the kingdom, the greater our opportunity is to walk in it. Yeah. I so love how Sylvia was articulating it as she hears it. Excuse me, but gets the same results. Not exactly maybe the way I would say it, but I don't need you to just repeat back what I said. I need you to get it in you. And then be able to speak it for yourself. See, what I heard with Sylvia is that situation had to line up with the kingdom. Because this is what I'm believing in. This is the reality in the kingdom. That's really the message that Jesus kept trying to make clear. That's why he was upset with the disciples when they got in the boat and talking about, we only got one loaf of bread. He said, you have such small faith. The things I've been demonstrating around you and you've been participating in should have already moved you into a space where you say, I got this. I believe that as believers maturing in Christ, at some point there ought to be those moments when you say, I got this. I got this. There is a level of kingdom authority that you and I have the opportunity to walk in. And for many of us, we should be walking in it. It's in Acts chapter 19 where the disciples are, Paul and Silas are ministering, and it says they're doing incredible miracles. As a matter of fact, it's where it talks about that even at the laying on of a handkerchief on someone, that they could be healed, talking about those kinds of miracles. But in it, it also talks about those who are watching it. Now we're talking about kingdom on display, and they're saying, I think I can do that too. So you'll remember this passage of scripture because it's the passage of scripture where there's seven sons of Sceva who are now trying to do what they see Paul doing. And they say, I adjure you in the name of Jesus who Paul preaches. Now that was the indicator right there. You really don't have any authority. Because you're trying to connect it to someone rather than the source. So when we read in that, it says this, it says that spirit says, I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you? And then you read the rest of it and it says, and they all ran, got beat up and ran out. They ran off naked. They ran off exposed. You see, in the spirit realm, kingdom authority is recognized. In the spirit realm, kingdom authority is recognized. But you must know this, you can't fake kingdom authority. You can't fake kingdom authority. It doesn't matter how loud you get, that I bind you in the name. Well, real kingdom authority just says it. You don't see anywhere in the scriptures where Jesus hollered. He didn't have to. Because in the realm of the spirit, they knew who he was. In the realm of the spirit, the enemy knows who you are. He just hopes you never know who you are. When the scriptures say in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may perform what the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. It's not talking about just living saved. It's talking about living in a place where your perspective has so shifted that you will not allow the world's systems to conform, that you conform to those. But you live in the transformative space and power of the kingdom. And so I'm talking to you from that space. Provision and prosperity are often connected to location. Are you in the right place? Yes. I want you to know that when I ask that question, and I want to talk a little bit about it geographically, but I'm also talking about, are you in the right place mentally? Are you in the right place mentally? Because you see, a poverty mindset can affect your receptivity to believe that God wants to bless you and bring increase to you. Let me say that again. Are you in the right place? Are you in the right place mentally? Has your mind been renewed so you don't live out of a mindset of poverty and lack, but you live out of a mindset that the abundance of heaven is available to you and I? The abundance of heaven, the abundance of the kingdom is made available to you and I. Because you see, if you're not in the right place mentally, a poverty mindset can affect your receptivity to believe that God wants to bless you and bring increase to you. And whether you really know this or not, that mindset will work as a repellent to blessings coming to you. And so it is important that you and I allow God to walk us through whatever steps, whatever processes that moves us into the right place, the right location, where we see the provision and the prosperity that the kingdom has to offer. I'm still asking the question, does anyone see the provision and now the prosperity of the kingdom in your life? And if they don't, then we've got to ask ourselves the real hard questions. Over and over in the scriptures, we see how God would move through those, but it oftentimes had to do with, I'm going to bless you, but this is where you need to go to get the blessing. This is where you need to be. This is the location you need to get, move into mentally, sometimes it's physically. You got to be able to locate yourself physically as well. I know we don't like to talk about that, but that's a key part as well. When people look at the prosperity of the kingdom, John wrote and said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And again, I know we don't like to really go down that lane, but it's not too late. It's never too late. Are you in the right place mentally? Are you in the right place physically? Are you in the right place spiritually? Are you in the right place relationally? And when I say, are you in the right place relationally, I'm not just talking about people that relate to you, but people you should be relating to as well. In the book of Genesis, we see how God came to Abraham. And when he came to Abraham, he said, I want to bless you. But it's predicated on location. So I need you to get up, pack up your stuff, and move, and I'll tell you where you're going to go. The guarantee is, I will bless you beyond measure, and you will be the father of many nations. You will be known father of faith. And many will be blessed as a result of you getting in the right place. Are you in the right place? Provision and prosperity are often connected to location, location, location. And so we see that Abraham, he left, he moved. But then he had to deal with the relational dynamic of Lot. Are you in the right place relationally? So Lot's hanging on, Lot's going with him, and all of a sudden he's realizing this ain't working. And it wasn't until that separation that then God says to Abraham again, remember the first time he comes to him, he talks to him concerning the sands of the sea. After Lot leaves, he says, let me show you again now. I'm going to give it to you a different way. Look up. The stars. That's how vast your offspring will be. And I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. So he says to Abraham, so let's keep going. I want to submit to you that for many of us, when it comes to provision and prosperity, it caps out, it taps out, it stops at a space or a place because we stop. Because you really do have a choice, Gary. You have a choice with that company, how prosperous it's going to be. And I just declare to you, God wants it to be more prosperous than you could imagine. He wants to give you employees, not just a guy here and a guy there that you pick up. He wants to give you employees that are on multiple sites handling multiple projects. Right now, it just kind of all hinges on how much you can get done. But I just hear the Lord saying that right now. So I'm convinced that you and I can be in a space and provision is there and even prosperity, but if we don't keep moving with God, it just kind of plateaus out. And I want to tell you this, hear me now, it's not a sinful thing to do that. Unless you're just outright disobedient. But God gives us choices. And can I say something to you that Well, depending on where you're at and what space you're in right now, will depend on how this statement affects you. Your life as you know it today is the sum total of the decisions you have made. My life as I know it today is the sum total of the decisions I have made. Abraham could have said, I ain't going nowhere. Hey, if you're going to do this, you got to do it right here. But that's not what he did. And then we see Isaac. Now, I'm still talking about provision and prosperity often connected to location. So now with Isaac, you remember with Isaac? Abraham, his father, is gone. Isaac is now in Gerar, and he wants to go back to Egypt. And what does God say to him? Stay here. He says, stay here and I will bless you. And the covenant that I had with your father, I will now begin to fulfill with you. Have you ever thought about the fact that sometimes God moves through you and I in ways of location because it has to do with the covenant of a past generation, a prayer that was prayed, a promise that was made? And God says, so it won't happen in your lifetime. It won't happen in your generation. But two generations from now will come one who I will speak to, and they will respond in obedience. And what I showed you, what I told you, will be fulfilled. I'm talking about provision and prosperity are often connected to location. And so the scripture says that Isaac stayed right there. And it says he sowed in famine, reaped 100-fold in that year. And it says that he was blessed beyond measure to where he became wealthy. So wealthy that the king came to him and said, man, can you just move somewhere else? But it was Isaac's decision. It was Isaac's choice. And I'm convinced, Pastor Jamal, that God has so much more in store for us than often what you and I settle for. And we know the story about Elijah. Elijah is God's man, God's prophet. He prophesies no rain. Then he's impacted by the very word he prophesied. But God says, I'm going to take care of you. Get to the brook Cherith, because there I've commanded the ravens to provide for you. And so he gets there to the brook. Say location. God could have taken care of him anywhere. God can take care of and has taken care of you and I all along the way. But when it comes to specific things he wants to do, either for you or through you, it will often mean you got to make a move. And you've got to step out in obedience. So the prophet gets you to the brook, and it says the ravens come in the morning and at night. And they're bringing him bread and meat in the morning and in the night. How many of you know that's better than DoorDash? And he didn't have to pay for it. So he's eating in the morning and in the night and getting some water out the brook, morning and night getting water out the brook, morning and night getting water out the brook. But then after a while, the brook dries up. Reminds me of a book called Who Moved My Cheese? How many of y'all remember that book, Who Moved My Cheese? If you ever want to read a good book about change, that's the book you want to, it's a good book. It's about two little mice named Sniff and Scurry. Sniff and Scurry. Sniff and Scurry. And it's about these two little mice who keep going back to the same spot, to the cheese, until one day the cheese is gone. And I forget which of the two didn't get the revelation, no more cheese is coming. But the other started going out to find someplace else, thinking, okay, if it ain't here, it's somewhere else. It's about change. And the prophet recognized now, because the brook dried up because there wasn't any rain, and there wasn't any rain because he prophesied there wasn't going to be any rain for 3.5 years. And so now he's impacted by the very word that God had him speak, the 3.5 years of famine. God's taking care of him, but then God says to him again, so here's what I need you to do. I need you to get up, and I need you to go to Zarephath, because there I've commanded a widow woman to provide for you. Say location. I'm talking about provision. I'm talking about prosperity. So now he gets up, packs up his stuff. He's walking away. I don't know why he couldn't keep feeding me right here. He can make water show up right here. I'm tired of moving. I don't want to move anymore. Every time I move, I got to pack up. I got to go through boxes. I got to throw stuff away. I'm talking about change. I'm talking about change. Provision and prosperity are often connected to location, because God is always moving. God is always moving, and he's inviting us to go along with him. You know, that's not what the prophet did. The prophet got up and he made his way to Zarephath. And when he got there, he found a widow woman gathering up sticks. You know the story. He says to the woman, can you get me a little something to drink? Which is amazing in and of itself. She has something to drink, but while going there, he says, can you bring me a little cake? And she says, I can't do that. I can get you something to drink, but I just got enough little, meal here, a little oil to make a cake for me and my son. And then we're going to eat and we're going to die. And you've heard me share this before. At a certain stage in your life and in mine, the moving from location to location, or moving in anything that God has purposed for us to do, is less about you and more about somebody else. Because you see, this woman thought she was going to die until the prophet showed up. And all she needed to do was respond in obedience. What the prophet did was he pulled her into the provision of the kingdom. He pulled her into the provision of the kingdom. I got a word from God that says, I'm going to eat and you're going to eat too. All I need you to do is make mine first. And what you have will be multiplied, and it will not go away until the rain comes. And then you'll be all right. Provision and prosperity are often connected to location. Connected to location. Are you in the right location? Are you in the right place? Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. Let me talk about one more example and then I want to transition. Provision and prosperity is often connected to location. I want you to think about this. Sometimes God's process to get us in the right place, the right location, can be confusing to understand and difficult to accept. Let me say that again. Sometimes God's process to get us in the right place. Pastor Deborah, can you type this in? I'm sorry I didn't have time or take time to get this statement to you, but I need this on the screen. Tell me when you're ready. Hallelujah. We doing good, y'all? All right, we just got a few more points I want to make here. Hi, Jewel. You're doing a great job back there, Jewel. Thank you very much. Sometimes God's process to get us in the right place, location in parentheses, can be confusing to understand and difficult to accept. We must trust His providential hand is at work. So let me say this again. Sometimes God's process to get us in the right place, location, can be confusing to understand and difficult to accept. We must trust His providential hand is at work. So let me begin to wrap this up with this example. Joseph. Joseph comes along, son of Jacob, and he has this dream at a young age. Shares it with his brothers. They don't like it. Has a second dream, shares it with the whole family. They don't really like it. And his brothers say, we need to take care of this guy. Dad already likes him more than he likes the rest of us. And you know the story, they take him out to kill him. But they decide not to kill him and they throw him in a pit and then they sell him into slavery. Sometimes God's process to get us to the right place, location, can be confusing to understand and difficult to accept. We must trust His providential hand is at work. God's providential hand really is at work, James. It really is at work. It really is at work. So we know the story of Joseph. So Joseph, now he ends up sold into slavery. He ends up in Potiphar's house. The favor of God is on his life. So now he becomes in charge of everything in the house. Potiphar's wife takes a liking to Joseph. She lies on him because he won't give in to her. Potiphar puts him in prison. I'm talking about the providential hand of God. Because provision and prosperity are often connected to location. And God has a way of moving us and allowing things to happen that moves us into the right place at the right time. The key, or one of the keys for you and I, is that we do not allow ourselves to become so discouraged or disenchanted with the process that somehow we begin to think that the enemy is really the one at work, when it's the providential hand of God. Now, the question may come to mind, well, how do you know the difference? Well, there's times when you won't know the difference. And that's where you have to rely on your faith and your trust and your belief in God and His word. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. I really can't discern this one, what's going on right now. I believe that is God, but I'm not sure. Am I dealing with something that's the enemy that I need to be fighting? Well, let me tell you this. This is what I've learned. I've learned to get still and I've learned to get quiet in order to discern what my posture needs to be. And there's times when He'll say, just like He said to Jehoshaphat, The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Provision and prosperity are often connected to location. The dreams that Joseph had were not completely interpreted because he had no idea what it really meant. He was just excited about it. He didn't realize that those dreams meant that one day he would sit in the second highest seat in all of Egypt. He didn't realize that. All he was sharing was, this is the dreams that I have. When you and I remain in a posture that says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and we keep that in the forefront of our mind, then God has a way of helping us to stay in the right frame of mind while the process is in motion. Sometimes God's process can get us in the right place, the right location. Can be confusing to understand and difficult to accept. We must trust his providential hand is at work. And so we know that Joseph now, he ends up in prison. Now he's in prison, but there was something about Joseph's demeanor, there was something about Joseph's attitude that kept him in a place of trust and what I like to call that joyful expectation of good. Joyful expectation of good. Make that shift there. Yeah, yeah. Joyful expectation of good. So now he's in prison, and his gift begins to make room again. Now he's interpreting dreams in prison. So you remember the butler and the baker? Who had dreams? He interprets the dreams. He says to one, man, you're going to be reinstated to your position. I think that was the butler. Was that the butler? And then he says to the baker, I hate to tell you, but you're going to die. And the butler and the baker get out of prison. And it happens just that way. Joseph says to the butler, hey, just remember me when you get out. Two years go by with no mention of Joseph to Pharaoh. But then Pharaoh has a dream and he can't figure it out. See, as much as it is about location, it's about timing. If you show up prematurely, then the intent for which you are there may never come to realization. It's being there at the right time, the right place, the right time. So the butler says, man, there's a guy in prison. I just thought about it. A couple years ago, Pharaoh, when it was time, you know, when we got out, he told us. We had dreams, and he told us this would happen. He said, I believe he can help you. Provision and prosperity are often connected to location. Right. And so he gets Joseph out. Joseph interprets the dream, not only interprets the dream, but gives him the strategy of how to get through the famine. And as we look at the rest of the story, what we recognize is this wasn't just about provision concerning Joseph. It was provision for all of Egypt. This is bigger than you and I. It's bigger than you and I. I said it's bigger than you and I. It's bigger than you and I. It's bigger than heirs. And so we see that as the people are coming now to receive resources, who's the guy in charge of the resources? Joseph. And his family comes, his brothers come. And when they show up, he recognizes them, but they don't recognize him. And so he kind of takes them through these series of things to test them until the day that he reveals himself to them. And this is what it says, and I'm going back to this statement. Sometimes God's process to get us in the right place, and I might add at the right time, can be confusing to understand and difficult to accept. We must trust his providential hand is at work and trust the God of the process. For in Genesis 45 and 7, it says this. This is what Joseph said. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth and keep you alive by a great deliverance. It was not you who sent me here, but God. And then in Genesis 50, 20, at the end of Joseph's life, he says this. This is after Jacob has died and the brothers think that now he's going to do harm to them. He says this, Genesis 50, verse 20. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring about the present result, to preserve many people alive. Prosperity, provision is connected to location. Are you in the right place? Let this week be a week of reflecting on just that question. Because every alignment that you and I have, be it personal relationships or on a broader scale, all play a part in the fulfillment of God's plan and God's best for our lives.